We are learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Mem Tesam Beis, and we are beginning 20 on Mem Tesam Beis, 20 lines from the top, in the middle of a line. Once we talked about different people who were special in certain midos, like we had Ben Azai, who was a big Talmud Chacham, we had the Gevura, Avner Mener was very strong, Yair Ben Tzur was very strong, we had Ashir. So now we're going to mention in general terms, which countries took the most of these special assets or special talents, like Chachma and Oysher and Yoifi, things like that. Like the Rasha speaks out, it doesn't say which place is bigger, Tzaddik or Rasha, because that's really up to Bechira, every person. That didn't fall to the world. But certain talents did fall, certain tchunas did fall, and depends what someone does those talents, that's what makes it special. So Gemara says like this, Asara kabin shel chachma yard l'olam. 10 kabin chachma, which Rashi types means Torah and Derech Eretz. The Torah and Derech Eretz, means the talents to even do business. Those 10 kavim of that fell to the world. Tisha Nakla Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael took 9 of them. Ve'echa Kolem Kula. And the rest of the world took the rest. That means not only is Eretz Yisrael special that it has the most Torah, it also has the most Derech Eretz, which some types to mean the talents to create business, anything. Like you see today, a lot of technology comes from Eretz Yisrael. It could be Gebayt in this Gemara. I saw a cabin yoifi yard loylam. 10 cabin of beauty fell to this world, and tisha not lo yishlaim. 9 cabin were taken by yishlaim. The rest of the world took another one. As the other one, so 90% of the yoifis in yishlaim. I saw a cabin ashiris yard loylam. 10 cabin of wealth fell to the world. Tisha not lo rmiyim akadmainim. The early Romans took most of that wealth. And the other 10%, the rest of the world. Ve'echad kolam kulay. Asar kavim anias yardolim. 10 kavim of anias, which is poverty, fell to the world. Tisha notol bavel. Bavel took 90% of it. Ve'echad notol kolam kulay. And the rest took. Ve'echad kolam kulay. The rest of the world took. The other 10%. Asar kavim gasus yardolim. 10 kavim of gasus is like haughtiness. Tisha notla Elam, which is the area just west, it's east of Babel. Elam is east of Babel, the place called Elam, and that they took a 9 kabim of gasas aruach, ve'echad kolam kulay, and another 10%, the rest of the world. Breit Gemara Kasha, is that true that the gasas all went to Elam? The gasas of Babel in Akas, v'achsiv, says in a pasuk, this is a pasuk in Zechariah, this pasuk is pasuk in Zechariah, which is talking actually about how Chazal, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, they captured the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, and they put the Yetzer Hara into this tube made out of lead, and they closed it. It was called the Eifa. And it says in the pasuk, "Ve'esayin, I picked up my eyes. Ve'eravine shdayim rashim. There's two ladies, yoytzim v'ruach v'kamfeim. They're going out and they have ruach in their wings. V'lahena v'kamfeim. V'lahena kamfeim kamfei hachasida. And they have wings like the chasida. V'atisena se'eifa ben ha'aretz v'en ha'shemayim. V'omel ha'malach ha'dov v'bi. Ono heima malichas seifa. Where they bringing the seifa? V'yemer laya livrus labayis v'aretz shinner. V'hucha v'nichas shama machunta." That's what it says in the pasuk. Now, this Eifa they were bringing to Eretz Shinar, which is Bavel, in order to build a house. Now, Rashi explains, these two malachim, one was the malach that signifies Chanufa, that's the Lashon of Chasida, that's flattering people, and also of Gasa Ruach, Ruach B'chamfeyem. And what does it say? They both went to Bavel and built a house of Bavel. So you see, Gasa Saruach landed up Eretz Bavel. Vamar Rav Yechron, Zu Chanufa, Vegasa ruach shiardol bavel, zokti amara. So you're right. Bavel taka. That's where it started. The gasa ruach lahachanachis. It came down to Bavel. Vishteruvi vishterav lahasam. And it might say moved over to Elam. Dekanami the chsiv. It says in the pasuk livno yisla bayis. It says in the pasuk they were trying to build a bayis. Shmamina that it's not Vegasa ruach. What's the Rai? Livnas labayis. So Rashi is two pshatim. One pshat Rashi is, it doesn't say Livnas lahem bayis, both nashim. Only one of them. Only v'chanufa, not Vegasa ruach. That's just Livnas labayis. Another Taisus is bothered by this because it says really Livnas is going on the Eifa. It's going on the Eifa that had the Yetzirah inside it. That's why it says law. So Rashi is not upshat. That Livnas, it sounds like they were going to build it, but they didn't build it lamaisa. And therefore it's a Raya that the gas ruach taka did not stay in Babel. So again, the Gemara Kasha that said nine carbon of gases fell to Elam, in Babel has gases like seen the apostles higher. It is that no, It started off there, but it landed up in Elam, and brought a raya from the pasuk Liberus Law, and Rashi has two pshatim Liberus Law. We said before that there's nine kabbalah nias about the bubble. So you see, bubble is full of poverty, and the simon for poverty is gas ruach. When it says that gas is a ruach, a simon tanias, it doesn't mean nias of, doesn't mean the anias of not having money. It means the nearest of Tyre, the Chsiv, and we know Taka, Bavel had a lot of Tyre. Therefore, it's a Raya Taka. They didn't have Gasa Ruach. They had a lot of Tyre there. They didn't have a nearest of Tyre. But you know who had a nearest of Tyre? Elam. The Chsiv, Achoyz Lonu Katana Veshdaim Ein Law. And this is going on Elam, that they're like a small sister without Shadaim, which means they can't nurse. They had a lot of Tyre there, but they didn't teach other people Tyre. Who they had? They had Daniel and Mordechai were from Shushan Abiru, which is in Elam. And they were big to me the chavim, but they weren't zeichet. The whole dar learned Torah. Mashek and Bavel had the whole dar learned Torah, like it says a pasuk in Ezra, ki hachin levavi lahavim Torah Hashem v'lelamed liYisrael. Says in the pasuk they taught Torah there. Lamed biYisrael choykem mishpat, that they taught Torah. So it works out very good that in Elam they didn't teach Torah because they had a lot of gas ruach. They have some of gas ruach. They're not meshamish their rabbeim well enough, and they don't remember the limud so good, and therefore they can't teach it so well. But it means that derech klal in Elam they didn't teach Torah. They were zechut to learn, but they weren't zechut to teach. Going back to the things that fell to the world, there's 10 kavim of gvura, of strength, fell to the world. Tishanotlu parsiyim, the parsiyim took 9, and the rest of the world took the other 10%. Asar kavim kin yardu elam, lice fell to the world. Tishanotlu modai, modai has 90% of the lice in the world. Asar kavim kshofim yardu elam, tishanotlu mitraim, mitraim took 90% of the kshofim, of the kishof, sorcery. Asar kavim negoim yardu elam, which is a certain type of negam, blisters, a plague, some kind of a different type of negam. Tes not luchazirim, which means Tisha not chazirim. 90% were taken by the chazirim, and the rest of the world took the other 10%. Tisha Masara Kavan is Nusyard Loyalam. Tisha not Arabia. The Arabia, they have most of the Znus. And the rest, the world took the rest, all the 10%. Asari Kabam Aziz Yard Loyalam, which is Chutzpah. Satishanot La Meshon. And the rest of the world took the other 10%. And Meshon was a place of Mamzerim, Rashi explains. Because Chutzpah causes people to be Mizana. And therefore, they were full of Mamzerim Meshon. Asari Kabam Sicha Yard Loyalam. This is a famous one. 10 Kabin of Sicha, which means talking, fell to the world. Tishanot Noshim. The ladies took 90% of Sicha. And that's why they talk so much. Asar Kavim Shichrus Yard Olam, Tishanot the Kushim. The Kushim took 90% of the Shichrus in the world. The Kushim usually are the Africans or the black or the black people. Asar Kavim Shina Yard Olam, Tishanot Lo Avadim. 90% of Avadim took. They love sleeping. They hate working. Ve'echanot the Kavim Kulay. The rest of the world took the other 10%. Ad Kan the Gemara. That's this piece of a Gemara to Gemara. Now going back to our Mishnah was talking about different Tanoim when you make Kedushin. Zok the Mishnah. I'm an Ashri Kain. He's a Makarashi. He says, you know what? I am a Kain. Nim's a Levi. Turns out he's a Levi. Or a Levi. He says, I'm a Levi. Nim's a Kain. Turns out he's a Kain. Nosin. He says, oh, he's a Nosin. And Nim's a Mamzer. And he's a Mamzer. We said last year that Nosin means the people who came to be Megayer in time of Yeshua, but really they were from Eretz Canaan, and Yeshua didn't chap, and was Megayer them. Therefore, to punish them, he made them into Choyt Ve'etzim, and he made them into woodchoppers, and they weren't allowed on the Kaal. Shavs, Rice, the Rabbanon. I in the Gemara in Ksubas, Tyson Ksubas. Zok the Gemara, Nosim and Imsa Mamzer, Mamzer and Imsa Nosin, and he turns out he's not a Mamzer, and he's a Nosin, or he says he's a Nosin, and he turns out he's a Mamzer. Or Ben Ir and Imsa Ben Krach. He said he's from the city, and he landed up being from the huge city. A Krach is a huge city, which is hard to live in a big city, because there's a lot of marketplaces there, it's very expensive to live there, and there's a lot of people there. And he'd rather live in the suburbs. So he said, I have a house in the suburbs, and it turns out he's really a Ben Krach. Or he said, I'm a Ben Krach, but it's a Ben Ir. I say, even though there it's better Ben-Ir to be a Ben-Ir still, the halacha is it won't be a Kedushin. Amanas Shebesi Karav L'Merchitz, my house is close to the Merchitz, but it's a Rochitz, it turns out it's far, or Rochitz it's a Karav. And he said it's far, and turns out it's close. Amanas Shishle Bas, or Shivcha Magdala, said I have a daughter, or an older Shivcha, or we had a different shot on Amud Aleph, it means someone who's she's a chash of a Shivcha, or a hairdresser. She says, I don't have children. Yeshloi, he has. Yeshloi, you have children. So all these cases are not they're not mekudeshes. Why? Because he made it. It was a mistake. He He fooled her, basically, and he told her, I'm this, and really, it was something else. In all these cases, even if she says that in my heart, I was saying that even though I got fooled, I want the Kedushin. That's what she said. I said that in my heart. Still, ain't no Mekadeshas. The halacha is, it's not Mekadeshas, because Lemaisa, it's Dvarim Shevalev. When Lemaisa was a mistake, and she didn't say, you know what, I don't care. Afa Pekin, I want it. Since she didn't say that, so therefore, it's not considered a Kedushin, because Lemaisa, it's a mistake. And she doesn't say Beferish, that she wanted it anyway. The halacha is, it's not a good Kedushin. The Gemara is going to have to explain this a little later on, exactly what this means. The Gemara on Amin Aleph, Daf Nun Amin Aleph. But first, this is going to start now to sugya, the huge sugya of Dvarim Shevalev. At the last part of it says, "V'chein hisha ta'asa," it means not only when he fooled her, the same halacha applies if she fooled him. That she said, I am this, and really was not that, then also it's not a kedushin. She said she had children, didn't have children, she had a shifcha, not a shifcha. Same thing applies that if she fooled him, also it's not a good kedushin. That's the end of the mission. V'chein hisha ta'asa, if she fools him, is the same halacha. Zokta Gemara. Ahu Gavra, here we start in the sugya, Dvarim Shevalev. A guy was planning a movie, making Aliyah to move to Eretz Yisrael. So he sold his house here in Chutz La'aretz. He sold his house, but he didn't say anything with Shas when he sold it. Isn't the Zav like, oh my, he didn't say anything. That was a fact. He was planning on moving, and that's why he was selling, but he didn't say it. So now what happened was it fell through. He didn't make it. He comes back. He says, you know what, I want my house back. So he sold it. I know, but I only sold it because I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. I never would have sold not going to Eretz Yisrael. Amarava, no, too bad. Have a dvarm shvalev. A dvarm shvalev and a dvarm. It's dvarm shvalev. You didn't speak it out. It's in your heart. You didn't speak it out. Dvarm shvalev and a dvarm. So, well, it's mashma and Rashi. The less you would speak out when I'm selling it. I'm selling it to you because I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. Then the halacha would be is that yiktaka, you can be choyza on the mekach. That's the halacha. It's a freak taisvis. Even if you would speak that out, l'chari need a tanai kafel. Taisvis says a few lines in the kasha, maya, be in a tanai kafel. You didn't say, and if I don't go, it's not a good mekach. You have to speak out tanai kafel. So Rashbam answers, it's Yonah the Yoyma. Rashbam says, this holding in the Tanai Kafel is only by Isser. By Mammon, you don't. And he says, therefore, by Esrik, Dr. Rashbam, when you give an Esrik to someone, I'm not Slahachzer, Matalam Aslahachzer, you don't have to take a Tanai Kafel because Mammon's different. That's the Rashbam's shot. But the Tais doesn't like that shot. And Tais says the famous shot like this, that there's certain times when if you just speak it out, that's a Gilu Milsa and you don't need a Tanai Kafel. Here, if you spoke out that I'm selling because I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, it's obvious that you don't want to be left out of house. So if you're not going to go to Eretz Yisrael, you want your house back. It's possible. You don't have to have a Tanai Kafel. And Zog Tais, at certain times, you don't have to say anything. For example, if you give away all your Nechasim, and then you find out you have a son. Of course you don't want to give all your chasam away. Now you found that you have a son. So that's the example you need a Gil Milsa. So three levels really. There's certain times you need a Tanai Kafel, it's a regular Tanai. When it's not so obvious, you need a Tanai Kafel. When it's obvious, but it's a chance that you're selling it anyway, so there you need a Gil Milsa. You have to speak it out. You don't need a Tanai Kafel, but you have to say a Gil Milsa. When it's obvious to everyone that this is the fact, then you don't even need a Gila Milsa. But upon them, what comes of Magamara is that Dvarim Shavlev in a Dvarim, and therefore if you sold the property without speaking out, moving there to Shal, the halach is that if it doesn't work out, you cannot get your Mekach back because you didn't speak it out, and it's called Dvarim Shavlev HaVa Dvarim, and next year we'll continue what's the Makar for Dvarim Shavlev in a Dvarim.